From Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of the laws of Kiddush, making Kiddush on Shabbos. We know that Shabbos is discussed in so many places, Parshat B'Shalach, story of the man, Parshat Yitro, the Ten Commandments, Parshat Mishpatim, it's part of the covenant, Parshat Kitisa, it's again reiterated, V'shamuvnei Yisrael Shabbat, the section we say on Shabbos morning. Vayakel begins with Shabbat. Shabbat is mentioned over and over again because it's so central. And then when it says Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, the rabbis interpret, what does it mean in the Ten Commandments, you should remember the Sabbath to keep it holy? It means Zachreu Al Yain, remember it over wine. So let's take a look at some questions about making Kiddush. Number one, can you use grape juice? So the Gemara Menachos says, Talmud says that when something is kosher after the fact to pour on the altar, to libate on the altar, then it's kosher even in the first place when it comes to making Kiddush. So although yayin migito, grape juice, wine straight out of the vat, out of the threshing floor, would not be kosher for the altar in the first place, but it would be okay if you did it. So for Kiddush, you can use it in the first place, no problem. But there is a Gemara Pesachim that says that the wine should have a taste of wine, and maybe that means the alcoholic taste. So there's a debate about it. The general assumption is grape juice is kosher. Rav Soloveitchik even argued for the Seder. Others disagree. Feinstein, others disagree. Now, the Magen Avraham does say that although grape juice is kosher, but it's better to use old wine, 40-day-old wine, that would be better. Can you use wine that has sediments? Sometimes it's sediments. The halacha is, even though it has sediments, it's okay, but the best wine you can have, the better. What about white wine? Well, the Ramban said no. It's called borak. The Talmud refers to it. You can't have it. It's supposed to have the look of wine, which could be red. But the Shulchan Aruch says that it's okay. You're allowed to do it. And that's the custom. The Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, says it's okay. You can use it. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out that it's better to get red wine. If you can get red wine, it's better. As we said, it's good to have wine that has that look of wine. And when we talk about white wine, if it's absolutely white, some say then you should be worried about the Ramban's approach. But if there's a little bit of a blush, it's really not much to be concerned about. Similarly, the Seder, you want to try to get something with at least a little bit of a red blush. What about raisin wine? So there's two types of raisin wine. One would be a totally dried out, shriveled raisin. They soak it up and basically it's black water. But if the raisins still had some moisture to them, raisin wine could still be kosher for Kiddush. What about pasteurized wine? Basically, mavushal wine, the wine that we have that for various halachic reasons, we do boil it and pasteurize it. Is that still kosher? After all, on the altar, you wouldn't want to use that. So the Shulchan Aruch says, yes, it's okay to do it, and that's the custom, says the Ramah. However, there is an opinion that you shouldn't. So it's interesting. From a kosher point of view, better to use mavushal wine. From a Kiddush point of view, it would be a upgrade if you use non-mavushal wine. Those are usually more expensive. Can you make a Kiddush on bread? The Rabbeinu Tam thought no. Most people say yes. The Gemara says you could. But at night, if you didn't have any wine, it would be best to make Kiddush over the bread. You'd say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, say the whole paragraph of Kiddush, and then you would eat the bread. And, of course, you have to wash beforehand. And that would be your Kiddush. But during the morning, that wouldn't work because then there would be no extra sayings. And the morning Kiddush really has no substance to it. It's just a Borei Pirei Gafen. So if it was just a motzi, then there would be no recognition that there was anything additional to the motzi. So in the morning is better to use beer if you don't have wine. So generally use wine. Rambam says we establish all the meals on wine. So I don't see any particular reason to go running to schnapps or something in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah does say that, well, if you want to use schnapps, then in the morning, then you could, but you know, you have to have the right measure, like 3 ounces. Of course, we're not encouraging anyone to drink 3.3 ounces of Kiddush, or even most of that jug. But what you might do is, if you have a Kiddush club, you have a group of people, and I don't know why someone would do that, but if someone did that, they might want to spread it out, where let's say one person makes Kiddush over a large cup, and then pours it into the other little shot glasses for the others, so at least they have the official measure. We tend to be lenient. Most people, most Jews you see making Kiddush over schnapps, they take the position of the Taz. Taz is a commentary on the Code of Jewish Law. It takes the position in the laws of Brachos that, let's say, you had one shot of whiskey. So should you say a final blessing over having drunk a nice amount of liquor, even though it's not 3.3 ounces? You say, yes, since wine is so sharp, so powerful, I'm sorry, schnapps is so powerful, even if you had it one shot, you should make a final blessing. Based on that, you could make Kiddush over a small amount, because that too is significant. It doesn't have to be the official measure that you might need for wine. Other people think that it's too mushy kind of a law. The Shabura doesn't like it, but the Chassam Sofer and the Hasidim all say that making Kiddush on schnapps is no problem, even in a small cup. But it should be noted that the Mishnah Berurah objects. It should be noted that in general, wine is better. For Kiddush, you want to establish all the meals on wine. It's part of the beauty of Shabbos. Finally, we ask ourselves, what is Kiddush? You say, what do you mean? We said, remember Shabbos. How do you remember something? Oh, I remember we had a good wine together. Wine is memorable. That's the Rambam's approach. The Ramban says it reminds us of sanctifying the 50th year, the Jubilee year, just like the court used to sanctify the Jubilee year, the Yovel, so too we should sanctify the Shabbos. It's a matter of sanctifying the Shabbos. So remember the Sabbath to make it holy. That's the key word, the keeping it, the making it holy. Maybe it's a testimony. We recite the passage from Genesis to remember, testify that God made the world. And therefore, maybe you want to stand, just like Jewish witnesses always stand when they testify. Maybe it's a song. The Rambam says it's a Shevach. You have to praise the Shabbos. How do we praise Shabbos? We say it's the first one of the holidays. In the list of holidays, in Parshat Emor, Parshat Pinchas, it always lists Shabbos first. Or maybe it's a form of Havdalah. Not the Havdalah Saturday night that says it's no longer holy, but the form of Havdalah that says there's something holy called Shabbos, and it's distinct from the weekday. And by recognizing that fact, that makes it that I'm sanctifying the Shabbos. I'm recognizing that it's different than the day that came before it. And what difference does it make how we conceptualize Kiddush? What if someone said Good Shabbos? Would they technically fulfill the idea of Kiddush by simply saying Good Shabbos? Is that a sanctification? Is that a remembrance? Is that a testimony? Is it a song? Is it a praise? Is it a form of Havdalah? So we have to think about that. A lot of different opinions about whether saying Good Shabbos would be a minimal fulfillment of this idea. But the rabbi said it should always be done over a cup of wine with this particular formula and these particular words. Every Shabbos you have an opportunity not only to recognize that it's Shabbos, but perhaps even to state that it is holy, to actually sanctify it. We're being partners in God and helping make Shabbos. Those who prepare Shabbos, largely falls oftentimes on women, wonderful people who put together Shabbos, they're making Shabbos. You make Shabbos, it's a beautiful thing, and the Kiddush is part of that, sanctifying the Shabbos to make it holy, to keep it holy. And hopefully when we do that, we will be blessed with the holy day of Shabbos, and we'll all be able to enjoy it as a day that's muvdal, mufrash, separate from all the other days, and give our whole lives an extra boost of meaning. Thank you for joining us here, the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lameth congregation, for a discussion of Kiddush. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha. Welcome back to Jason Lefkowitz, who was on the DL list for a few weeks, and he's our producer. We thank him very much. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.